Lesson 5, Lilt or Pitch Characteristics of Spanish Accent. Now, there is really no particular internal vowel lilt that always happens in the Spanish accent, even on stressed syllables. And there is no absolutely dictated melody pattern. There is, though, a characteristic Spanish lilt that you may have sometimes heard, and I'm starting to do it now, and this is perhaps more associated with Mexico and perhaps part of South America, but usually Mexico than it is with Spain. But even with a Spanish accent, this would sometimes be used to stress a particular word, even if the person is from Spain. If I was talking along like this and I suddenly came to an operative word and I wanted to stress it, then they could use the same kind of pitch talk, sort of up and downward, on those operative words. The difficulty, of course, comes when this is overdone and you start to talk like this, and then you suddenly find that you have a stereotypic pattern and it's very difficult to play a believable, fully emotional character because all you're doing is playing at the accent. And sometimes, of course, this can be used for a specific purpose in performance, but realize that going too far with this sort of pattern is really not authentic representation of too many real people who speak with Spanish accents. So you and your director must make the final decision on how much of this you're actually going to do in your working with the Spanish accent. But that is the end now of the brief discussion of the pitch or the lilt characteristics of the Spanish accent.